Support for this podcast comes from SF Jazz, proud to partner with KPLU in bringing a variety of jazz to America's West Coast. Information on the center and upcoming performances at sfjazz.org.
That's the title piece from an album by tenor saxophonist and composer Steve Tressler, played by the Steve Tressler Group, Steve on tenor, and Ingrid Jensen was the trumpet player and composer of this piece called Center Song. Don Clement was on piano, and John Hamer on bass, and Steve Korn on drums. Beautiful performance and recording and composition. Center Song, the Steve Tressler Group. Opening our Jazz Northwest for today, I'm Jim Wilkie, and we're here with our survey of the regional jazz scene every Sunday afternoon at this time. I was sad to hear of the passing of Norman Durkee 2 weeks ago. Norman was a musical genius, a term I don't use lightly, and a friend of many years, although we hadn't been in touch recently. He seemed to have a magical and personal take on every kind of music, and he composed and played in various genres, classical, rock, opera, pop, dance, comedy. When I first became acquainted with him in the 70s, I asked him about that diversity, and he explained by saying, "I get bored easily." He certainly had no shortage of musical interests. I remember attending a binaural concert where every seat had a set of headphones, so you could hear him play piano from any point in the room, and it sounded as if you were leaning on the piano. And when he spoke, it was like he was in the seat next to you. Another concert featured opera singers on balconies, fish swimming in floor-to-ceiling acrylic tubes, live cockatoos and swings hanging from the lighting grid, and Norman Durkee as the pit orchestra playing electronic keyboards in a cutaway of a vintage Mercedes. I booked him for several concerts during the early years of Bumbershoot and in Seattle Parks, and he always amazed audiences with his multi-culti mix and irreverent stylistic approach. At a concert in Volunteer Park, I remember Norman playing electric keyboard, alternating with an electric drill and rhythmically shouting, "Rutabaga, rutabaga," for emphasis. At the time, he was married to Louise Durkee, a dancer with whom he often collaborated. He also wrote music for the Seattle Rep, Seattle Opera, and PNB. He was also a very successful and in-demand producer, not only of music, but also commercials, working for Chiat Day in Los Angeles and Kay Smith in Seattle. When I asked him about his time in L.A., Norman responded in his usual laconic way, "It's a great place, if all you're interested in is making money." Money didn't seem to play a very significant role in where he placed his talents, and he often moved easily from one project to another. The one job he held on to longer than any other was his last one as music director and one of the founding creative spirits of Teatro Zinzani, which began in a tent by Green Lake in 1998. It's still running today on Mercer Street across from Seattle Center. Last November, the company mounted a tribute to Norman Durkee, but unfortunately he was too ill to attend. I've been searching through my tape archives for some concert recordings I have of Norman Durkee, and I'm still looking for an amazing Bumbershoot concert at the Opera House. If I find it, I'll play it on another show. But meanwhile, here's part of a performance at the Alki Room at the Seattle Center. Norman Durkee is on piano, and I think it's Tom Collier on vibes and Dan Dean on electric bass, with a typical Norman Durkee mix of music that sounds like this. Thank you. You're listening to excerpts from a concert by Norman Durkee. It was a trio performance that was recorded at the Alki Room during the Bumbershoot Festival in 1979. Norman Durkee's at the piano, and I believe it is Dan Dean on electric bass and Tom Collier on vibes and occasionally drums during this set. And it's coming to you here on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Music by the late Norman Durkee in this concert from Bumbershoot, 1979.
Thank you.
We've been listening to some excerpts from a concert in 1979 given by Norman Durkee. It was part of a Bumbershoot performance, a series of performances at the Alki Room at Seattle Center. Norman Durkee was on piano, Dan Dean electric bass, and Tom Collier mostly vibes, though he did also play drums in that concert too, as I recall. I recorded that concert in 1979 at Bumbershoot. Norman Durkee was just an amazing musician whose mind could go in many different directions, sometimes simultaneously. Excerpts of Prokofiev and Stravinsky, Steve Reich and other minimalist composers, Bartok, Thelonious Monk, Bach, and blues all mixed together in his performances, a small sample of which you got there. If I find that other one that I'm thinking of from the Opera House, I'll be sure to include that in a future program. But just an amazing musician I feel privileged to have known, Norman Durkee, who passed just a couple of weeks ago. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. One of Norman Durkee's last projects of rather long standing was his 15 years as musical director of Teatro Zinzani. He was one of the artists who conceived this European-style cabaret, circus, musical theater, dinner show performance, and he was an integral part of it. In his last few months, he was unable to continue, and the role of musical director fell to Hans Teuber, the saxophonist, and it just so happens we have a new recording which is just out, which features Hans Teuber on saxophones and flute with the group Scenes. Scenes is John Stoll on guitar, Jeff Johnson on bass, and John Bishop on drums, here with special guest Hans Teuber, the saxophonist, and this is C minor waltz. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's from a new CD by Mark Seals, who was heard there at the keyboards, with Fred Hamilton on guitar, and the Portland Rhythm Section, Dave Kaptein on electric bass, and Gary Hobbs on drums, cajon, and cymbals. And Mark Seals' new CD, American Songs, Volume 2, Blues and Jazz, and John Coltrane's tune, Giant Steps. And before that, a new one from the group Scenes, which includes a combination of Seattle and Portland musicians, John Stoll, the guitarist, Jeff Johnson bass, John Bishop on drums, and joined by special guest Hans Teuber, the saxophonist, on his composition C Minor Waltz, which comes from the new CD Scenes But Not Heard on Origin. And that's all the time we have for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thank you so much for joining us today. This was a Hatch Cover production. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service.